It's the weekly wisdom. Man, it's hot. It is so fucking hot out. We're gonna make this quick. I still wanted to have it outside if I can, but I'm gonna melt soon. So let's get into it super fast. And also, I hope you had a good weekend, okay? We're all making it through. We're trying to stay as cool as we can. Stay hydrated, take care of you as much as possible. Stay in the shade when you can, okay? We're gonna make it through. So let's get into it. Let's dig in, go quickly. And yes, we're hustling this one time. Okay, so let's talk today about relationship building, because I think successful businesses involve a hell of a lot of relationships. And generally speaking, US culture, we're taught to be individuals. We're taught to bootstrap. We're taught to like do all these things on our own. Let's pause and think about this a little bit better, okay? In a little bit wiser way, why not? So number one, if you want successful relationships as you build a business or you're in that job to business transition, you need to think about number one, collaborations for networking specifically. I've got five of them here to think about, okay? So number one for networking, when you think about it, collaborations are sometimes just that, okay? Or sometimes they become a client, or they know somebody who can become a client, okay? So when you think about a successful business or building one that is successful, number one, think about those collaborations for networking, okay? Number two, think about collaborations for learning, okay? And what's the difference, Virginia? Well, networking is networking, conversation starters, all of that. I see learning as it's like a different bucket, I guess, of relationships, because learning is, I've got certain relationships in my life, in my business life, that I learn something from them all the time. Maybe it's mentorship, maybe it's a training, maybe it's a new way of thinking about, you know, business or life that isn't mentoring, but like they're just a different, they have a different flavor, I guess, of inspiration, information. That's what I call collaborating for learning. My brain's already melting, so let's wrap this up. Okay, number three, successful business relationships, we need to look at our support systems in our community, okay? Now, when we talk about support systems, it might sound a little obvious, obviously, but I'm talking about those who will show up for you when you're in the thick of it, those who you can show up for when they're in the thick of it, as long as everyone's in alignment and it's a well-balanced relationship. But this is support systems that make you feel cherished, alive, light, all that kind of stuff, okay? So that's the third type of relationship I think of when I think of building a successful business. Support systems and community, they go hand in hand, okay? Number four, now we're down to the favorites that a lot of people like to talk about. But number four, clientele. Now, this one, there's a caveat. This is your clientele who are mediocre, neutrally, to ideal, or your faves, or your soul clients, whatever you want to call them, okay? Number five are the clients who you can't stand. I know I said it, it's not just the heat and the sass. Let's get honest about these last two little relationships, okay? So when you're on a collaboration call, or you're meeting somebody in a space, or whatever, whether that's virtual or in person, you're gonna find clientele that are like maybes, okay, to fuck yeah, all right? And you're gonna know, you're gonna use your intuition. This is a practice, we've already talked about this here. But the fifth successful business, which you're like, why is that successful? When you know who you don't wanna work with, that's freaking success right there. It really is. And I would say it's also the same for collaborations, alignments, who's in your circle or your orbit, okay? So think on this, think of these five successful relationship categories as you go throughout your week, or if you want to transition from the job to the business realm, okay? Now, 4.5 minutes, I'm going to go inside and get more water. I hope you have a beautiful week ahead, and again, take care of you as much as you can. Keep your pets off the pavement. As a dog owner, I just pay attention to that sort of thing. Take care of what you need to take care of, okay? All right, talk to you later.